Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Stephen, I'm excited about today's show.
I'm very excited about today's show.
Our two favorite subjects.
Food and sports.
Doesn't get any better than
on
that.
On business radio. You got to love it.
Doesn't get any better than that. Our guests today are Katie Griggs. She is here from Atlanta United, but not just Atlanta United. Atlanta United 2.
Two.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're doing the Roman numeral thing. But some big news with Atlanta United. We actually talked about it a few weeks ago here on the program. You weren't here for that show, by the way.
Thanks.
So, but there's
you had suspended me that week.
Yes.
Or I was waiting on a plumber. One of the two.
I think it was the latter.
The plumber. Yeah.
Yeah. But so we'll talk with Katie about Atlanta United, all their exciting new plans for Gwinnett County. Also, Marsha Anderson Bomar is here with Four Forks and Madcaps, a great restaurant bar combination in downtown historic Duluth. It's awesome. I was there this week. Can't wait to talk to her about that.
It's going
to
be great.
All right. Well, let's start the program with Katie Griggs, Vice President Business Operations. Did I get that all right, Katie?
You got it right.
All right. With Atlanta United, you guys had a big press conference a couple of weeks ago. We were there. Some exciting news about the team. Talk about what's going on here in Gwinnett County.
Certainly. We're very, very excited to be launching our second team in the USL, which is a second tier, think minor league baseball program. But we're really excited to be launching this weekend, March 24th at 7 o'clock at Couray Field. It's going to be a really important moment for our club because we have our team that's been playing in Atlanta for the last season. We also had launched an academy system to bring up a lot of these up-and-coming, really talented Georgia kids from Georgia who are playing soccer. This is really our opportunity to take folks who are really on the cusp of being ready to play Major League Soccer, but get them developed, get them up to speed, bring in players who are on the Major League team, give them a little few more minutes to continue to refine their skills, and get those kids who are about to get there all the way up.
For those not familiar with Atlanta United, I can't imagine they've been the story of the year for the past year here in the city, especially the big sports story. They are the Major League Soccer team that plays in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, setting all kinds of league attendance records. So you had a phenomenal first year, made the playoffs, so successful off the field, successful on the field, made the playoffs. You've got the academy that you mentioned. So I guess this was just the next natural development for Atlanta United to have a developmental team in the area.
100%. Last year, we had a relationship with a club out in Charleston, South Carolina. But fundamentally for us, it really is about taking that European soccer model and applying it here in Georgia and becoming one of those world-class clubs. So to do that, it was very important that we have the ability not just to have kids go for a season or a partial season away out of state. It really is, how do we improve our developmental opportunities here in Georgia to allow for players to be going up and down? So as an example, we have a match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on April 7th. For our Major League Soccer club, and a match at Couray Field on April 8th for our USL club, you will see players from our who didn't perhaps get the minutes that coach wants them to get on the 7th coming down and playing here on the 8th. You're also going to see players who are on that club full-time playing. So we're really excited about those opportunities to move dynamically due to the proximity of Atlanta, but fundamentally, it also is an opportunity for us to grow that Gwinnett fan base. We know we have thousands of fans who are already going to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, who are in Gwinnett and other counties in Northeast Georgia. So this is really an opportunity for us to leverage a more intimate environment, really have a fan-friendly product out there where they can get to know us, get to know our players, and enhance our footprint here.
Is this the idea of having a second team and being part of a league like the USL? Is this something that every Major League Soccer team in the United States does? Is this something half of them do? Do they do it different ways? Talk a little bit about what goes on around the league.
Certainly. So the short answer is there are a lot of different ways that Major League Soccer clubs handle this. So there are a number of clubs that do have owned and operated second teams the same way we're setting this one up. So for example, our home opener is going to be against the New York Red Bulls too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very similar setup to the way that we run our program is the way that they run their program. Others have relationships and affiliates. So similar to the relationship we had last year with Charleston, it's all about really what makes the most sense for the organization and everyone is different.
And I would imagine part of this decision was made on the great response that you got in your first year. But I think also part of that decision had to be the facility that was so close and available in Cool-Ray Field.
No, 100%. We're very, very excited to be partnering with the Gwinnett Stripers in Cool-Ray Field to make this a good environment for our fans. It's interesting. I was out there most of the day yesterday. It no longer looks like a baseball field. You've got grass. It's a soccer field. So we're really, really excited about that partnership opportunity. It was something that coming out of the gate, we knew we wanted to do and do quickly. We were one of the only clubs that actually stood up our academy before we started playing in Major League Soccer. We take development and development of players in this area in particular as a very serious commitment and something that we really want to do to grow the sport of soccer here in the U.S. and here in Georgia.
We're excited to be joined by Katie Griggs with Atlanta United here on Gwinnett Business Radio. She's the VP of Business Operations for the club, and she's in charge with kind of spearheading, I guess, the Gwinnett operation. The season, real quick, you're playing at Cool-Ray Field, and the season for the league is when?
Sure. So our home opener is this coming weekend on March 24th. We will be playing through October 13th as part of the regular season, and then there's a playoff window after that going through the remainder of October.
When you think of... And you guys are similar to the Braves, where the Atlanta Braves play downtown. They have their top farm club at Cool-Ray Field. You, of course, have your development team there at Cool-Ray Field. When you go to a Gwinnett Braves game, it's a little bit of a different experience maybe than the big league club. You see a lot more on gimmicky, you know, promotions and gimmicks and fun things like that. How will the games at Cool-Ray Field differ from what you may see at Mercedes-Benz as far as what's going on around the game itself? Or, I'm sorry, I need to use soccer terminology. Around the match.
Ah, good. Very impressive. Very impressive.
And don't say field, say
pitch.
Pitch. Yes.
If we want to get picky, then we can talk about the kits they'll be wearing versus the uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's soccer 101 here. But no, we're really excited about that. So it will be a different experience. I think the reality is it's going to be less driven by sort of around field promotions than perhaps you might see at a Stripers match simply because of the nature of soccer. So there are no real natural breaks other than halftime in soccer, right? I think it's one of the things that actually is benefiting our sports, particularly as fans are increasingly busy. They consume content, whether in person or on TV, very differently than they once did. We're about a two-hour show. So you come in, 45-minute half, 15-minute halftime, 45-minute half, and we're done. So they're really, I think, one of the things that we've seen at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that we truly hope will transfer and be similar in Gwinnett is our fans are really engaged during those two 45-minute halves. If you've got people standing, you've got people yelling, we will have our supporters section here in Gwinnett, loud, rowdy, raising flags, making a bunch of noise, chanting. But what I think will be a little bit different is we will be able to leverage that intimate atmosphere. We are going to be setting up a lot of things where our players will be interacting directly with our fans. So post-match, we will have an autograph session after every single match, win, lose, or draw. Our players will be out there. They'll be shaking hands. They'll be signing autograph cards. We believe it's very, very important to build those relationships. And I think particularly looking at the demographics out here in Gwinnett, we believe there's a strong family-friendly opportunity for us to continue to enhance that.
Speaking of the demographics, do you see a lot of the fans for Atlanta United 2 being a lot of the same folks coming from Mercedes, you know, a lot of those fans coming to see the developmental team? Or do you think there's a whole different audience here in the Gwinnett County area that will come out?
I think it's both. I think we've got an opportunity here, as I mentioned. We know we already have a fan base of several thousand fans who are coming down to downtown Atlanta to watch our matches there. This is a lot more convenient for them. So we're looking forward to hosting them at Cool-Ray as well. But fundamentally, we also do believe that there is a significant opportunity for us to broaden our reach, broaden our awareness, and reach fans who aren't going to make the drive to Atlanta. So it really is, it's a blend of both is what we're currently expecting.
What can fans expect as far as price differences? And go ahead and take the opportunity to remind fans of the affordability of going to an Atlanta United game at such a wonderful facility like Mercedes-Benz.
No, certainly. I think one of the things that we've been very, very fortunate with at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is we have the opportunity to get out pricing that is going to make it affordable for a family to actually take everyone. And then particularly once you're in the venue, you have our fan-friendly pricing. So if you want to get hot dogs and sodas, we're not talking about a ton of money to entertain your family for the match. At Cool Ray, we were very much focused on, again, making sure it's an affordable family experience. So we've got tickets. I mean, from a season ticket standpoint, you can get a season ticket for less than $200. I mean, it really is trying to get those families, give them the opportunity to come and walk up day of game or buy tickets online. And you're still looking at something, I think our tickets start for single match tickets around $12. So it really is something where we're working with a lot of the youth soccer organizations to come up with special deals for them, a lot of the school systems, and we're just trying to bring fans in.
And you're talking about a season that lasts from the end of March till October. How many matches?
17.
Okay, so 17. Because that's one of the differences is more like American football. They don't necessarily do just one match a week, but there's usually no more than, I would think, two matches in any particular week.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's going to be nuanced with this, and it's actually the same as what we experience at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, is we're sharing a stadium with the Gwinnett Stripers, right? So when you're looking at the schedules, there's a lot of scheduling nuance that goes into making sure that you have a baseball field, then you have a soccer field, then you have a baseball field. So you will see over the course of the season, our season is actually back weighted. So when you get to sort of mid-September into October, we have more home games during that stretch simply because at that point, the Striper season and the playoffs, hopefully for them, will have ended.
So let me let you get into that a little bit more, because you mentioned it's going to be a totally grass pitch. So the ability is to lay down turf over the infield, but then also be able to take it up for when baseball picks back up.
That's exactly right. So it's something where over the last few days out in Cool Ray, you've seen a lot of men and women hard at work, really taking pitching mound. Pitching mound has to come out. So it's taking a pitching mound out. It's laying the turf, as you mentioned, over all of the clay in the infield and actually on some of the warning tracks as well. Soccer fields are big. So I think it'll be really exciting for some people to see the transformation of the park and what it looks like in soccer. And then equally impressively, it's going to be back to baseball next week.
I think you ought to leave the pitcher mound, you know, there. I think it'd make it more exciting, don't you think?
No, probably.
So-and-so's dribbling the ball up the pitch and, oh, they tripped over the rubber.
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
No,
I think that might inhibit our ability to bring some of those first team players down.
They took the hill out of Houston's baseball field because the safety of players.
I disagree with that decision.
Well, you would want old Cracker Stadium back with the big magnolia tree.
Put a tree right in the middle of the field.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Railroad tracks running behind it. One other thing that I was just kind of thinking through is, when it comes to baseball, let's just use baseball because that's an analogy, and you're playing in that kind of stadium. There are people who would say, I can so see a difference between major league and the minor league. I would think the differences to the nuanced fan are even smaller because you said it's going to be a lot of players who are on the major league roster, but not necessarily because there's not as many substitutions. They don't necessarily get in as many matches. So it is, the quality is going to be closer to the major league level than some other minor league sports.
No, I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, for example, this weekend, you're going to have Alec Kahn, who's our backup keeper, who started 18 matches for us over the course of last season before Brad Guzan got there. He's going to be playing, right? So you're going to be seeing this caliber of player. Several other players will be there this weekend as well. And that's something it'll be a regular occurrence.
And I think the other thing too is one of the appeals of any minor league park in any sport is the intimate gathering, because Mercedes-Benz is wonderful, but if I'm sitting up in the rafters, I've seen people's pictures of I'm at the United game. And I'm like, well, look at those ants on the field. That's great. And it's a wonderful stadium. Don't get me wrong, but you can't be as intimate with 80,000 people as you can with Cool Ray, which seats about 10.
That's right.
And so then let me now pose that into a question. So when I go to Cool Ray to watch a Stripers game, I know where I want to sit. That's the best viewpoint. When you convert it to a soccer stadium and you have the pitch, are the outfield berm area on the grass, are those going to be some great seats to have?
No, so it's interesting. I think when you look at what's currently being sold, I mean, we're focusing on the seats first because a lot of those are going to be the best vantage points for our match. So I think one of the things that was interesting yesterday as I started to put out the lines is once you get on the berm, it actually is going to be a good seat for the matches where we open that up, because the reality is a soccer pitch actually goes fairly wide onto that side of the field. That's going to be the side where you also have the player benches. Fundamentally, though, if you look at our website, which is atlutd.com/2, you'll be able to see that it's the way that we've structured Cool-Ray Field from a seating chart. It actually does reflect the fact that there are going to be different seats that are sort of our best vantage points versus those for a baseball game. So fundamentally, I think the things that are going to be very exciting is those sections along the first baseline. That's going to be where our loud and rowdy supporter sections are, because that's right where the goal is, right? So our field is going to run down that third baseline. So when you're looking at that third baseline, those sections out there are going that are near mid pitch are probably going to be your best vantage points.
Katie Griggs with Atlanta United, our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And as you could tell already, we could probably sit here and talk to you for forever. Maybe we can have you back halfway through the season or something, kind of get an update how things are going. So,
I love that.
Let's plan to do that. Before we let you go, a couple of real quick questions. First of all, our audience, made up of business leaders, executives, business owners, how can they get involved with Atlanta United too? I assume there's sponsorship opportunities out there as well as ticket packages?
Certainly, yes. So we're already working with various sponsors. I think the other thing that's exciting for us this is we can work with different partners who perhaps for whom Mercedes-Benz Stadium is not going to be the right venue. So we're really excited to be talking to business owners across Gwinnett County and in Northeast Georgia to get those relationships in place. We're very excited about those that we already have. But also from a ticket standpoint, we are always looking to work with various organizations, and whether it's employee outing or rewards or just simply coming and hosting guests, our team is here to help.
Awesome. And when we come back next time as well, have you come back, talk about your background, because you've got a pretty interesting background as well. We didn't even have time to get into that today. But Katie, for those that would like to find out more, they want to look into sponsorships or tickets or anything like that, where can they get more information?
Certainly. The best place to start would be our website, which is www.atlutd.com/2.
/2.
The number 2.
No Roman numerals here.
And
don't spell out backslash. Right?
Do not spell out backslash. That would not work.
Thank you. Katie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Stephen, we've got another guest coming up. But before we do that, we've got something for you to talk about.
Mike.
Yes.
Now, everybody who listens to Gwinnett Business Radio knows that love is what makes a Subaru.
And we've been talking about that for
5 years. Yeah. And today, I almost feel like asking Trey for a drum roll or asking him for special music or something, because we've got something new to talk about with Subaru of Gwinnett. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
We're ready for spring, and we want to make sure your Subaru is too. The miles you
travel. Wait a minute. That's not what you normally read every week.
Right. That was what I was so excited about. Yes.
Oh, wow. It doesn't take much for you, does it, Stephen?
New copy after 5 years is great. So, okay. Now, can you let me do this?
Can you read the new copy?
Why don't you just, get your water out and make a loud sip while I do this? So, all right. We're ready for spring, and we want to make sure your Subaru is too, Mike. The miles you travel, time, and changing road and weather conditions can affect the safety and performance of your Subaru. Now through April 15th, during the Subaru Make Love Last Spring Service event.
Oh, you got love in there. You still got it in there, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean
Would you like to read this?
No.
Schedule an appointment, and Michael bother you and screw everything
up. We're giving Subaru their money's worth today.
Yeah, absolutely. And save on the services that help keep your Subaru going just the way you love it. Subaru of Gwinnett, they believe in the old mantra, trust is earned, not given. That's why they are proud to have the trust of car owners and experts alike. With the A Lot to Love sales event, you can receive 0% financing on all new 2018 Outback, Forester, and Legacy models now through April 2nd. Come find out why there is so much to love. We promise that Mike will keep his mouth shut, and you'll leave satisfied.
Nope, not going to happen. Not promising that. You know, we figured we'd have a nice, tight show today. We've got a sports guest and a restaurant guest, and two things that we love, and it's just two guests. We have a nice. We're just extending everything because we're excited. You know, I love. Haven't even known Katie a long time. Love her to death. Great personality, and just she's got spunk.
Right,
and you know who else has spunk?
Who?
Marcia.
Yeah.
Marcia. Marcia.
And way to date yourself. Good job. Yeah.
Marcia Anderson Bomar. She is with Four Forks Restaurant in Madcaps. It's in downtown Duluth. Great restaurant, great bar. I've been there a couple times already, and we're excited to have you. Thank you for joining us, Marcia.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
Tell us all about Madcaps and tell us about Four Forks.
Okay. So as food lovers, we wanted to bring some great experience to our community. My partners and I are real Duluthians. We love our community. And with the restaurant district that the city was developing and the great entertainment venues that we have, we felt like there was a huge opportunity to be part of that excitement. So we bought a restaurant, but wanted to change the concept up. So we ran till the end of the year and closed and did a major renovation the first 3 weeks in January. And we relaunched January 19th as Four Forks and Madcaps.
So for those people, unlike Mike, who have not been there yet, so let's start with on us. But let's start with the most important thing. Tell us exactly where it's located in Duluth.
Great. So it's on Main Street, right next to Red Clay Music Foundry, you know, the great facility being run by Eddie Owen. And so we have the primo spot. We're next to our neighbors. The address is 3140 Main Street, right across from the town green.
Love it. So now let's talk about the other thing that, even though, again, shame on them for not being there. If I walk into, a lot of times you'll hear a restaurant, you go, I think I know what they serve there. But when I hear Four Forks and Madcaps, first of all, I like the challenge of eating enough that I'll need four forks. That's really good. But tell us a little bit about the menu. What do you guys like about the menu? What do people need to, I know they need to order everything at least once, but what are some of the specialties that you guys have?
Well, thank you for the idea that you need four forks to eat. We may have to adopt that in the restaurant.
When you start that challenge, let me know. Because there better be a t-shirt involved.
He'll be first in line.
Absolutely. We have to have a contest for that one. Yeah. So we really wanted to bring high quality cuisine, you know, something that you might travel to Atlanta or Decatur or Bucket to enjoy to Duluth. Our chef, who has traveled the country extensively and has favorite foods from different places that he's traveled, wanted to bring that concept to the restaurant. So the four forks actually represent four different regions of the United States. So we have Northeast, South, Midwest, and West.
I like it. Now that makes a lot more sense. See, I took it the wrong way. I took it you needed to eat a lot. What you need to do is get a little something from each section of the country.
That's a great way to approach it.
And the food's amazing. And I know I'm sitting here, you know, just slobbering about how good it was, but it really was one of the tastiest meals I've ever had. And the atmosphere is great. But to just, this is the part you're going to like, Steve. I'm going to actually read some of the things that we had.
Ooh.
But for the appetizer.
Wait. Now, I'm going to like that because you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about it. Now I have to just dream about it. No, what I like about it is I could go there as soon as the show is done on my way back up to Beaufort.
They do lunch and they do dinner.
There you go. Absolutely. Stop and look. Go ahead. I'm ready.
We had the seafood dip and the bacon tomato salad for the appetizer.
Okay.
And the salad, I mean, I never seen anything that looked like that. And it tasted as good as it looked. She had the Springer chicken. I had the steak. You got to get the steak at least one time.
What kind of steak?
It's a bistro tenderloin.
Ooh.
Yummy.
Really good. I had the potatoes au gratin. I hope I'm saying that right. Au gratin.
Au gratin.
I don't know. I'm trying to be like a chef.
Au gratin.
And then, and we also had the award-winning, and you've got, I mean, it mentions on the in the whole menu, award-winning mac and cheese.
That's right. Our chef took first place in the Midtown mac and cheese competition.
And that's gotta be the Southern influence, right? That's gotta be part of the Southern region.
Well, yes, it is. But it's got a sophisticated twist.
Of course it does. If it won a competition,
that's,
I mean,
right,
everybody's got a mac and cheese recipe. So to have the best one and to be awarded for it,
we cook it in our wood fire oven. So it has that extra little crispy top. That's just amazing.
I'm glad it's not au gratin mac and cheese, Mike.
I was trying to impress you.
You failed miserably.
Failed twice.
You impressed me in so many other ways, Mike.
So what else did you have?
What else? Well,
yeah,
I'm counting something good to drink.
I'm counting
there?
I'm counting two forks in that meal. Right? There was a salad. There was a okay.
The Life is Peachy drink was amazing. Very good.
So I'm glad you enjoyed that one. But next time you come, you need to try our signature drink, the Madcap.
The Madcap.
Mm-hmm. It's our own version of an old fashioned, but it's done smoky style. We have a smoke gun that we liven it up with.
Wait, what?
Yep.
So so we had talked about the four forks, and then I was going to ask about the Madcaps. That is a little bit more of the drink side, a little bit more of the bar side, if you want to just go
a
drink.
That's the downstairs, right?
Okay. So our building is two stories. They're connected inside. So after you finish a great dinner, if you want to go down and hang out at the bar, you can just pop downstairs. But the bar is open later than the restaurant. So we also have our speakeasy-like back door where you can come straight into the bar. And the vibe is completely different. So upstairs is kind of fine dining, casual fine dining, sophisticated. I also curate art for the restaurant.
Wow.
So about every 6 weeks, we'll have a new art show. And all the art is for purchase. If anybody loves a piece so much, they just have to take it home. But downstairs, it's kind of smoky, bronzy, a little bit cozier atmosphere. The art we have down there right now is a perfect fit for us. There's a local photographer named Mary Buck,
yeah,
who has been to...
She's been on a show.
Yep.
Fabulous.
Well, name somebody who has not been on this show that's in Gwinnett.
Well, I'm saying good luck it's with my that. First time. There yeah. you go. So...
Yeah, what a challenge.
There you
He gives you a challenge that you can't meet. So, but I like your challenge of the four forts. That's one I can meet. So
Mary went to Cuba and took some great pictures. Nice. And so she's got her photographs of Cuba, which are a perfect feel for the atmosphere down there. We're going to have a tough time replacing that art show, but we're looking for a great artist there.
So you've been listening to Mike Acost, Marsha Anderson-Bomar. She is one of the owners of Four Forts. Sorry, I knew I was going to do that because Five Forks is a famous road in Lilburn, but it's actually Four Forks and Madcaps, which is right in downtown Duluth, right on Main Street, right off the town green. You can enjoy a wonderful meal upstairs. You can go downstairs and enjoy a wonderful drink or have a drink with your meal. Yeah, it Absolutely. Doesn't matter. I would imagine some food can be served down in the bar.
So Monday through Thursday, we serve the full menu downstairs. Friday and Saturday, we have a limited bar menu.
Okay.
Because we're pretty busy.
And they are open for lunch and dinner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Reservations are highly recommended.
Highly recommended. Well, after what you've been saying, if I hadn't figured that out, then I might not deserve to go into the restaurant. So you talked about the Madcap drink, and mm-hmm. Mike talked about Life is Peachy drink. Any other drinks that you would recommend?
Well, we have lots of great cocktails, but we also have a full range of beers on tap.
Nice.
And I am not your girl to tell you the best ones because I'm not a beer drinker. I love our wine list. I'm working my way through that.
So is one of the owners the person we should talk to about the beers on draft?
So I think our manager is really the beer guy.
There you go.
And I know we have a lot of really great choices. I just can't tell you a lot of details. About
well, I'm sure you're, you know what? I'm sure that's why you have the best staff you possibly could
that's
is
right.
because you can ask your server. And if they don't know, ask for the manager and he'll come over and tell you what the best
right.
one
that's
is.
Right.
You mentioned how art's a big part of the branding process. Music's also a big part of it. We enjoy just the music that was being played upstairs, but you've got live music as well.
We do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. We have live music down in Madcaps. Sometimes the music is so great and it wafts upstairs. So we turn the radio off upstairs and let the music take over. But we have some great entertainment. And I know there's a good chance you may show up tonight. We have this fabulous young lady who is going to be singing at Madcaps tonight.
Who is that?
I think her name is Cameron. Yeah. I think her name. And I think she's related
Kinda
to somebody
related
at
to
this
somebody,
table.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. yeah.
Your daughter singing at Madcaps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know it when we booked her. There you go. She earned her place.
Absolutely.
She is so talented.
And if you can't make it tonight, and you know, for a lot of folks who listen to the podcast, it may be past, obviously, the time we do the podcast, but the next one is April 19th.
I believe that's correct.
So if you listen to this before April 19th, join me out there and bring in all my close friends.
And speaking of that, a lot of the musicians you guys are bringing in, again, you're trying to bring in local musicians from the metro area, from Duluth. I mean, that's got to be part of it too.
That's a big part of it. Yeah. And again, you know, we're so fortunate to be next door neighbors with Eddie Owen because he has some great singer-songwriter events there.
And so we
get to tap into the talent.
And the town green's right there too. So when they have events there, people can come over from the Duluth town green as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
What are some of your plans moving forward? I know right now you're building a deck out there outside Madcaps. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and get that done. But what are some of your other plans as you move forward with both the restaurant and the bar?
So it's really exciting. Our chef is sponsored by Springer Mountain Chicken and Big Green Egg. So a lot of our dishes are prepared or prepped on the Big Green Egg. You mentioned you had the Springer Mountain Chicken for mm-hmm. dinner. It's amazing. So chef is going to be doing classes. So people like me who've never used a Big Green Egg will learn how to use it well enough that we want to run out and buy one. We're also going to do a lot of tasting classes. Our first one is going to be a bourbon tasting class. But then we're going to do some wine events. Where I'm concerned, there's going to be wine and chocolate because I'm big into chocolate.
I'm liking you as much as I like Katie right now.
Well, that's good to know. So we'll have to get you down there for that. But we're going to do a lot of fun events where you can get hands on and make some things that we'll take up, we'll cook for you and then bring back, and you can have a great dinner that you help prep. But also a lot of opportunities. We had a great suggestion from one of our customers. We do have this great cocktail menu. And one of our dear friends said, well, I don't know which one I would actually like enough to want to drink a whole drink. So we're working on a plan for kind of a flight of all of our cocktails where you just get a little sip of each one and then you decide which one you like the best and you can have a whole one.
So it's going to be called Four Forks and Four Glasses.
It's a lot more than four glasses.
four, and there'll just be a blank and it'll say glasses, and each client can put in however many
they want.
So Mike, this is funny. You were talking about the chef doing classes. So not only about drinks, but also about learning how to cook on the Big Green Egg. You know, you're confident that you're a great chef when you're teaching other people how to use a Big Green Egg, because I'm sure when you take that class and you cook on the Big Green Egg, it's going to be great, but it won't be as good as the food at Four Forks and Magnus.
I would like to think that we kind of overtop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Give the location of the restaurant and bar and also the website where, and by the way, the menu is on the website.
It is.
So give all that information.
Yeah. And pretty soon you'll be able to pull up the PDF, which shows you the Four Forks. So we're going to pop that on the website this weekend. So the restaurant is located at 3140 Main Street. If you just come to downtown Duluth and park anywhere and walk down Main Street, you can't miss us. Four Forks sign right out front and a giant Madcap sign on the back of the building with a cool bar sign that you can see from everywhere. Our website is fourforksduluth.com. Madcaps is madcapsduluth.com. And you can switch between the websites. There's a link on each one for the other.
Great. Marcia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Marcia Anderson-Bomara with Four Forks and Madcaps here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
So one was for the salad, one was for the main course, one was for the dessert. Wasn't one of them for like clams or oysters or something? I'm trying to think what all the Four Forks were for.
The Four Forks or the four regions. She talked about that in the interview.
Well, I know, but I was thinking, I was trying to come up with something. The only other thing that was going through my mind was the original Muppet movie where Kermit tells Fozzie to turn left at the fork in the road. And
there's an actual fork in the road.
So.
And one day soon, we're going to be so famous that they're going to change the name of the road in Lilburn to Four Forks.
I love it. Oh, man. Drop the mic and walk out of the studio, Marcia.
Not to be confused, awesome. Of course. Yeah, with the fight with... It'd be Four Forks Trick'em.
That's right.
Instead of Five Forks Trick'em.
I love it.
Okay.
Well done. Thanks for the explanation, Mike, because I wasn't sure what she was talking about. See, that's why you should have dropped the mic and walked out.
Not everybody knows. I take the intelligence level down
exactly
for those people. Remember, I don't have the Georgia Tech education that you have.
And I'm not going to say that. Okay. So, Mike, before...
See, that Georgia Tech education paid off.
Are you tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, that everybody was thinking of other things? They were tired of being frustrated and stressed. All right, then you need to know Proactive Payroll, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. Tom and his team handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks. That's proactivepayroll.rocks, or you can call them at 404-410-0031. And if you've never met Tom Martin at a networking event or one of his team, he was at a networking event yesterday and he said something that I just loved. He goes, "Hey, what really sets us apart from other payroll companies is when you call our number, somebody actually answers the phone. And not only that, they'll talk to you. And not only that, they kind of know what they're talking about when it comes to payroll." And for all the small business owners out there, that's not the normal thing. So you need to talk to Proactive Payroll because they rock payroll.
Good people over there. Again, I want to thank our guest, Katie Griggs with Atlanta United, and Marcia Anderson-Bomara with Four Forks and Madcaps, and not just being great guests, but good sports, because they're probably going to go back and say, that was a great interview, but those two guys, a bunch of goobers, my gosh. We usually don't have this much fun, but again, we knew he would with sports and food. How could you go wrong?
Well, we can say with confidence, the success of this show is 100% due to the guests. It has nothing to do with us.
That is true. A reminder, you can listen to this episode or any of our shows by going to Gwinnett. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then, of course, select this show, and you'll see this episode and all the other episodes. You can listen to them anytime you want, 24/7. Also, we're all over social media. We ask you to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also all these shows are available on iTunes. So you can download them there and subscribe to us there as well. Give us a review. For Trey, for Steven.
I'm going to turn left on Four Forks Trickham Road and head to Cool Ray Field to watch Atlanta United 2.
Look for that actual fork in the middle of the road. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Now be the man! You got to beat the man! Woo!